Hi, everybody. I'm Joe Linebarrier. Welcome to Trackside tonight with my good friend Billy the Kid over on the other side of the table tonight. Randy Dye, enjoying your Orlando Magic over at Amway Arena. Tonight we're here to take your phone calls. I'd love you to be a part of the program, just like you heard. 386-239-0033 or a toll-free call for you at 1-800-927-0033. AT&T Wireless customers, that's an absolutely free call for you at Star 1150. Well, if you've lived under a rock, you don't know that Jimmy Johnson dominated in the desert yesterday out at Phoenix Raceway. Billy, I was personally on the poker run for Mike Corcoran to benefit Mike, of course, after the crash at Volusia. We'll talk about Mike's progress, but you able to see any of that amongst the football yesterday?
Well, first off, I just want to say I'm Billy the Kid, the news anchor.
There you go. Tonight. Absolutely.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of the race yesterday, and I'm just not big into Nextel when football's going, but I watched it, and, I mean, like they said today, Jimmy Johnson doesn't seem like he's being conservative. He's not points racing. He's racing to win. So, I mean, when the guy's racing to win, how are you going to beat him, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and Johnson has just padded this thing by 141 points back to Carl Edwards. Jimmy Johnson only needs to finish 36th or better to clinch his third consecutive NASCAR Sprint Cup Series championship, only to tie, of course, the all-time greatest Cale Yarborough. And he joins an elite club with Darrell Waltrip as well.
Yeah, Cale Yarborough is the last one to win three in a row. But, you know, I think that is a challenge in itself. And I would assume to say, unless something horrible or tragically, whatever happens this week, I just don't see how he can't win this championship. I don't see how he can't, you know, he can't win it. Meanwhile, on the other side of the ball, in the Nationwide Series, Carl Edwards is doing everything he can to run down Clint Bowyer. He wins the Busch race or the Nationwide race on Saturday, so it's completely opposite.
Yeah, it really is. It's amazing. Now, Carl Edwards understands that it's very unlikely that he will be the 2008 Sprint Cup Series championship. Nonetheless, he realizes he's got to be there to try to capitalize if, in fact, Jimmy Johnson has any problems whatsoever. So Edwards still sits behind 141, Biffle third with 203, a late season charge for the Roush-owned Biffle, doing a good job. Burton coming up a bit short, 269 back. And then, of course, Kevin Harvick, the biggest mover of the weekend. He gained two spots, made his way up into the fifth position, but he's still 328 points back.
Well, you know, I really don't think the battle's for the lead, and who knows what's going to happen in the middle there, but I don't think it matters. I mean, what's that going to do for you next year? I mean, you're locked into the top 35, but still, it's kind of a weird deal. But I think Jimmy Johnson set his mind on something when they cut the 10 to go. And I mean, he's been awesome. I mean, he wasn't my pick, and I don't think he was Randy's pick. I think we all picked Carl Edwards pretty much. But I tell you right now, man, Jimmy Johnson has been unbelievable.
Yeah, he really has. I mean, he started from the pole. How many times has a pole sitter won at Phoenix, if ever? I'm going to tell you right now, it hasn't happened very often. And a young lady that can certainly shed some more light on that is Jean on line 7. Jean, as always, welcome to Trackside tonight.
Good evening.
How are you?
Pretty good, and you?
Wonderful. Did you see the news in the Daytona Beach News Journal, the Big Three's future in NASCAR is uncertain from your friend Brian France?
Oh, it's Brian France, please. Well, hey, it's hitting everybody else, and there's already been a couple of announcements that the manufacturers aren't going to do a lot of financial supporting. So what's,
yeah, he's pretty much
surprised me.
In a nutshell, he said he's not certain the Big Three, which of course are Ford, Chevrolet, and Dodge. He's not sure those automakers will be able to continue their involvement in NASCAR.
Yeah.
As they battle just to stay, you know, in business during
they
the economic crisis. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting what 2009 brings. I mean, Tony Stewart.
2009 is probably secure, but I wonder about 2010.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, look a little further
well
down
set.
The road.
I mean, everybody's pretty well set with their sponsors and everything as far as the big names going or anything, but anybody else coming in,
that
could be a problem all the way around.
Meanwhile, Toyota seems to be just as strong as ever.
A little stronger, and I think that's why a lot of people didn't want to see Toyota come in.
Yeah, so be a good night for Randy to be here tonight, being, of course, involved in the auto industry. I'd love to hear his take on it.
Big announcement this past week about
that. Oh, he's prejudiced anyway. That's why he is in the auto dealership.
So I take it you've never bought a car from him.
I'm sorry, he doesn't sell my product.
Very well. You a Chevy later?
God, no.
Ford?
Oh, yes.
All right, good deal.
My good 60 repair dailies have treated me well.
They're first on race day.
Yeah, we got that too.
Or I remember forget outrunning Dale. Turn, I mean, we can go on and on.
You turn it around backwards, it means your driver returns on foot.
My Ford's never let me down.
Billy, what were you going to say?
I know I saw the announcement this week that Ganassi and DEI may be teaming up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how they're going to do that.
That's two fledgling teams, shall we say.
Well, I wouldn't say Ganassi's a fledgling, but I will say Teresa Earnhardt needs all the help she can get.
The first thing she needs is somebody to run the racing end that knows something about racing. Yeah. It might help.
Yeah. I mean, let's look at their team for next year. I mean, I don't think they have a whole lot to offer, and Martin Truex is staying, no pun intended, pretty true to her, and that's going to be her ace in the hole. But what has Martin done?
Well, he's at the flagship now, and I'm watching. He's one of the drivers I'm watching this year, and doesn't show me much.
Yeah. I mean, you look at him, you look at Jamie McMurray, and, of course, Jamie McMurray with a good, strong finish in third yesterday, qualified on the outside of the front row. But, you know, it's time for him to kind of, you know, show us something as well. So there's a handful of them.
Jamie's a sporadic driver.
Yep.
Yeah. But I think the best race in NASCAR is the trucks. 3 points between Benson and Hornaday.
Yeah. Now, did you watch the truck race this weekend?
Oh, yes.
I didn't see that.
Oh, good that one, was one good race.
Did you watch it, Bill?
He's sleeping.
I was working.
Oh, that was Saturday night.
Friday.
No, Friday
night. Friday night.
Oh, yeah, you were at Ocala.
Friday night, the truck race. Saturday, the Bush. Oh.
Didn't see any of those first two.
Didn't see them?
Got a JLB. They better
watch them than the Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
I heard Hornaday spun out on the first lap.
Yeah, him and Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch survived it, but Hornaday got quite a wreck. Johnny Benson got involved in it. Then he got involved in another one. Then he got involved in another one.
Tell you that, they offer that's a good product that the trucks offer. It really is, man, everywhere they go. And I remember when they first started, I guess it's been about 12, heck, might be even close to 15 years ago.
Close.
You know, it was so exciting, and then they kind of leveled off a little bit. The excitement, you know, kind of waned down a little bit. Now they're right back in the thick of things, man. They do a great job.
It's good watching. I can't remember if it was 97, 98, or 99. I can't remember. Year my sister-in-law and I went out here to Daytona to watch the one where Jeff Bodine had his ungodly. We were sitting right there, Robert.
We were four rows
up. We still felt the heat from that.
Yeah, it's got to be one of the most horrific crashes I've ever seen. I mean, unbelievable. And the driver walk away like he did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, unbelievable was right. That was one terrific crash. But
sure
that's the first truck race I saw. And that was a good race. And it's been good. They've had their slack time. Every sport has its downtimes. Every team has its downtimes. So but I don't like what NASCAR's doing.
With what, the trucks?
Oh, with anything.
Oh.
They're getting to be a little bit ridiculous. With the Cup, they're really getting ridiculous.
At what in particular?
The chase is such a farce.
Yeah, well, it's...
What I like to see, I'd like to know what the rules are for the owners if they have to enter. At least make an entry form for every race.
You mean when the chase begins?
When from February through November, disregard it. Forget the chase even exists. Do they have to enter every race?
No, of course not. Not at all.
I wonder.
Well, I mean, there are sponsorship obligations, you know.
Yeah. Because I cannot see these sponsors that are paying well over what must be $30, $35 million a year to run one team. I cannot see them sitting still much longer for this chase baloney. If they've got to race the entire, or at least make an entrance,
the
entire 36 races, and then after 25 races, that team, the best they can finish is 13th. I think they should give more money, a little more for their sponsorship than that out of NASCAR.
Did you watch the Phoenix race yesterday, Gene?
Oh, yeah.
And did they cut this thing short, preempt it with something else?
Yeah.
He
had to go to the deuce.
Yeah, you had to go ESPN, too.
Wow, so this was an ABC race. if you wanted to catch the rest, you had to have cable.
Yeah.
Wow. How many laps were left?
Three. I think 25, 30 laps. Something like that.
Billy said there's three laps left.
No, more than three.
All right. Was it under caution when they went away?
Possibly.
Wow. And what did ABC make room for? It wasn't the NFL.
Oh, you had to ask for it. Jill, what was on ABC when they kicked it
off? Figure skating or something?
Funniest home videos or something? Was that
it? Are you kidding me? Funniest home videos?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, ma'am.
So
sir.
This is just to keep their schedule on track for the entire evening?
Yeah.
Wow.
They had to go the deuce.
I'll be darned. Very surprised. Well, I'm not surprised.
I'm not, because this is what the major networks have been doing to NASCAR for several years.
Well, now, NASCAR...
They're only allowing so much time for a race.
NASCAR has enjoyed...
Cautions or red flags. I guess it was two red flags.
NASCAR has enjoyed great success in their ratings each and every time they've been on television, if it is a prime time event. And this Phoenix deal, being 3 hours delayed, you know, from being the Pacific time...
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they had a pretty darn good audience. Now, you had football going at the same time, but, you know, you look at these night races, and some of their numbers over the last couple of years have been just record numbers of viewers. So
maybe the viewers, but the attendance has been right down.
Oh, sure.
Next week, it makes me mad. They're right here in Florida, and where they got a 3 o'clock start or 3 o'clock countdown.
Where, here?
Yeah.
I never know when the races are going to start. You show me one. You show me two races that start at the same time in one season.
Not
lately.
Many, I'll tell
you
that.
Used to be able to know. You knew that race would be on at 12:30 on Sunday.
Volusia Speedway Park starts 7:30 every Saturday.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ocala starts at 8 o'clock.
No problem.
You know?
Yeah. But, I mean, it's ridiculous, like the truck race. Sometimes they start at 8 o'clock at night, and then they start at 9.
Yeah. It just seems so polluted, and they just continue to...
And then they're screeching. Well, they ought to screech.
Yeah. Yeah, and you never know what...
I don't think it's right with the chase the way these manufacturers are shelling out this kind of money. And that's the best they can do at the end of the year is 13th.
Yeah.
That, I don't care, is not fair, buddy.
Well, that is one part of it that I certainly see your point. I've talked about it as well. But I think, I think it's a pretty good program, with the exception of what Jimmy Johnson's done this year. But to his credit and in his defense, he's done everything he has to do to win this chase.
Okay.
He's played it exactly the way he needs to.
The last regular scoring race set of races for a year did the same thing, and because he did it, they went to the points change.
Who was that?
Matt Kenseth, I believe.
Okay, the last normal point season champion.
Exactly. The
all
one
right.
that had to go 36 races, not 25, to get into any kind of
playoff
lock-in, shall we say.
I got you. Billy?
Because I've been watching I keep a double score. At the race 25, my sheets show a double set of scores. And there would be quite a thing for Matt Kenseth and David Reagan. They keep switching the 12th position. And that's the way it should be. That's what those guys are out there for. They're out there to race 36 races, not 25. And the manufacturers are out there putting money in for 36 races. The sponsorship is out there for 36 races.
And they're getting 36 races.
Huh?
They're getting 36.
Yeah, but hey, who? Don't tell me none of us. The three of us right now. It will exclude Randy because he's not here. You can tell him I said so. But if the three of us were owners, and we had to sassy up to our sponsorship and everything else, and make sure we've got everything in set for the year.
You know the rules.
I want my guy to have a chance to get in to at least the top 10 for the year, and of course the championship, but the way it sets now, my guy needs all but maybe four races during those 25, and he's out of anything good.
If you show up at the racetrack on a regular Saturday night and there's more than 24 cars, we're only going to start 24, so guess what? If you're 25th or 26th, you're in the trailer. These guys know the rules before they get there. You can't change it.
That's why I'm wondering what NASCAR is demanding of these team owners. Because if I had the chance to run to be a NASCAR team owner, I would love to have until I come on with this points chase.
It hasn't been bad. I mean, even if they stuck with the regular points, I'm sure Jimmy Johnson would still be leading it. As awesome as
no, he wouldn't.
Okay.
How's that, Gene?
Third, I believe.
He might have.
How is that possible, Gene? How's that possible?
Oh, hang on.
Break out your notes.
Oh, God.
And that's a good point you make, Billy.
right now, as of the race.
If a driver is leading the points right now, he must have been the points leader, or
Jimmy
would
Johnson
be.
Started off with
if it was a regular points team.
Points than the rest of them because he had won his six races.
Oh, you're factoring in the additional points they start the chase with.
No, I'm not. NASCAR is.
I know. This is what I mean, though.
Yeah.
So take away those additional points.
Well, yeah. That's the way a normal season went.
And with
going into yesterday's race, Kyle Edwards was 4.881. Kyle Busch in second with 4.736. Jimmy Johnson with 4.703. That's the way it started. Yes, but now Kyle Edwards finished in the top 10. I know Kyle Busch, I think, did too. It probably, what I can see is off the top of my head, I want to say Kyle Edwards is still leading. Jimmy Johnson would have moved up to second with the way the point structure is in the old system.
Wow.
And that's the way it should be. I'm sorry, I am dead on this point. This chase, because I think it is so unfair to all of the competitors.
But those top 12 don't think it's unfair, I'll tell you that.
Well, I'll tell you what, too, if you'd heard yesterday or I read or something, only the top 10 get to go to New York.
Well, then, Earnhardt's going to New York, it looks like, for now.
Yeah, he's in title. I haven't figured up tally from yesterday. I haven't even looked at today's paper.
Wow.
I've been busy trying a Christmas shop and Thanksgiving shop. Put my 30-pound turkey on the table in a couple of weeks.
13th pace what?
30.
A million?
Yeah. No, I guess 30-pound turkey.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
That's a big turkey.
What are we talking about? Are we talking turkey or are we talking that?
We're talking turkey.
Well, Thanksgiving is in a couple of weeks, but that's why I haven't got my races, and I cannot give you what the old score would be.
What Billy just said was 13th place in the points pays $1 million. They're going to New York.
Yeah, because they're the first one out of the chase.
First loser.
Yeah, first loser, basically, out of the chase. That's what that's all about. But the guys finishing 11th and 12th, they're not going to get to go to New York.
Let me remind you.
Yes?
They do cut to the top 12.
Huh?
Anybody within 400 points has a chance. So it ain't NASCAR's fault that guys 13th through 20th can't be within a 400-point radius of the number one guy.
Yep. I tell you, they do it stinky. I'm telling you, I just don't like it.
Yeah.
Hey. I think it's quite unfair. I've kept it. Now, as much as I do not like Jeff Gordon,
you know how I like that guy.
But he should have won.
TV package,
he should have won his fifth championship since they put in this new point system.
Either way.
Huh?
Either way.
I can't hear you. You guys are floored.
You got us turned down tonight, Mark.
No.
Yeah, no, Jeff should have won his fifth championship had they gone by the old system. I think that's the fairest one. They just have not put this thing together the right way at all. I don't find it right at all.
I don't see a change coming soon.
They
don't
change it.
You're not going to see a change until they can't sell. But they seat 120,000 out here. They've had as little about 95,000. When they get 75,000 people out in the grandstands for the 500, they might wake up.
They're not going to get 70. They'll get 75,000 just by $2 tickets.
Yeah, they're going to put
the comp tickets.
They're going to put 180,000 in there.
No matter what, the NASCAR fans still going to support them, whether you watch it on Sunday or whether you go to the racetrack. Even though yesterday's race, there was nobody on the back straightaway, you know. But the whole situation is, I don't think the Phoenix area can hold on to the drivers. I mean, hold on to the fans.
No.
You know, I mean, let's face it. If I lived there, I wouldn't go every time they come to town.
No.
The reason why I go to Daytona is because I like to see them go fast.
And I think
Yeah, they don't offer a whole lot with racing at Phoenix.
But I will tell you this. I got tickets to Bristol.
Hey, I'm going to get two tickets, too, by the way.
Hey.
You hear me?
We in.
No, I'm serious.
We in.
And a place to stay 1 mile from the track.
We
How's
in.
That sound?
Going.
Serious.
I'm sneaking in somebody's luggage for
I
that
got
one.
Two tickets for the package deal I got is two tickets for the spring bush race, two tickets for the spring cup race, two tickets for the fall bush race, and two tickets for the fall cup race. And my good buddy, Joe Dunn in Tennessee, turned them over to me. So now I am a season ticket holder for
Bristol Motor Speedway.
Good deal.
Been waiting
very nice.
8 years.
I'm going in your luggage.
8 years I've been waiting for this deal.
I've been waiting longer than that.
So, no, and I didn't get it out of the lottery. I got my good buddy Joe didn't want to go no more.
Same with me. I'll tell you
what. What did you think of Brad Keselowski for his first cup race last week?
I thought he did good.
I thought he did very good. And he ran the trucks the other night, too, I think.
I was a little more impressed with him than I was with
Logano.
Logano. But I still think Logano is a good race car driver.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no question.
Who drove the truck that Newman took to victory? Who drove that last week?
Oh, brother.
He won the week before in the two truck, and then they said he couldn't drive it this past week. Did you see Newman give Tony Stewart a push yesterday?
Yeah. What did they say, brown nose on the boss or something
like
that?
Yeah, during the red flag.
Making brownie points or something, yeah. Yeah, that was good. It was a good race weekend. I enjoyed all three, but, oh, the paperwork I got to do for it, yuck. I hate doing the cup because I got to do two sets of papers. I hate
Somebody
that.
Ought to be paying you for that.
No, it's just my own curiosity. When I follow a sport, I usually follow it. I used to follow the Bum Sox out of Boston for many, many years.
The Bum Sox.
Yeah,
You got that right.
Hey, oh, I know. I'm
our producer's a big Boston fan.
Oh, boy. Oh, well, he must take a lot of punishment.
Yeah.
He wants to follow a good Boston team, follow the Celtics.
Hey, Gene.
Yeah.
I answered the phone on Monday.
You what?
Just kidding. I answered the phone on Monday.
Oh, I know you do, darling.
Said he's not going to put you through.
No, he wouldn't do that to me, would he?
Man, you never know.
In a heartbeat, I know.
Wow. All right, Gene, Homestead.
Ugh.
And it is wrapped up for 2008. You got to, once again, as much as I hate to say it, love Jimmy Johnson down south.
Honey, it ain't over yet. The fat lady hasn't sang yet.
Only disaster will keep him from this title.
But the band's warming up.
They already popped the champagne yesterday.
Yeah, well, good. Do not count the chickens before they hatch.
Now, something I thought about.
Hey, I still remember that one, the Alan Kowicki one.
Oh, Atlanta.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Kowicki, Elson, and Elliott, I believe, were the top three, and those were the only three that could really do anything. Yep. And Elliott and Elson had bad luck, and Kowicki came out, and Mr. Johnson can go out the first lap and really do some damage to his vehicle and not finish the race. That has happened in the past to any driver, so I shall not give him that crown yet.
I bet you he starts up front.
I'll guarantee he will.
Oh, well, what's new, you know?
Gene, what about his history at Homestead? He's won there, hasn't he?
What did they say about Homestead on that? I think they say he's got a fair record at Homestead. I think it's possible. But, again, you don't know. Everybody else is going to get greedy, too. You got a few guys that would like to move up a little bit. Junior's going to want to push it, so he goes to New York and the rest of the crowd. So who knows? It's the last race of the year, and I make no bets on it.
Going to be a good one for sure.
It should be, and that's what I'm saying. And as you boys over the show and said, that you were surprised they're racing so hard. Well, that's what they're going to do.
Yep.
Because Johnson's got to keep him behind him, and the guys behind him want to get by him. Anything happens, and next week, that's everybody's last shot at anything.
I don't guarantee nothing for next week. Jimmy Johnson races. I think he sits in the top maybe two or three after qualifying, if not on the pole again. And I think he races to win the race. And I think they'd be a little bit conservative.
Well, really? He'd be a little more conservative now, and he hasn't been. Kyle Edwards hasn't been conservative either, so I don't think those.
He can't be. He don't have room to be.
Kyle Edwards can't be conservative. Kyle Edwards has to race to win, and that's what I'm saying. I think right now, I think this championship's over.
I mean,
36th. I mean, you only got 43 cars. He's only got a. You know who's going to be last and next to last? They're the same two guys that are last every week. Make three laps and pull in. Come on now.
Yeah. Come on. It depends on.
Start on the pole. Hold on a second. All they said to you is he's got to finish 36th or worse. They didn't even give a scenario if he leads a lap. If he leads a lap, he's got 5 points right there. There's another four spots right there. Because
no,
it falls.
It's only two spots.
Why is it only two?
Because it goes 5, 4, and 3.
Okay, but down towards the bottom, how many spots is it? How many points is per spot? Okay, so that's
three is the least five.
Once again, that's still two spots because now you're 146 ahead.
Oh, I know what he is. Let's see.
He's 141, and you add five bonus points. If you set on a pole and lead the first lap, this deal is done. I think as soon as they pull the hauler into Homestead Motor Speedway this weekend, this deal's over. 36th. I mean, you need the wheel. You need the wheels to fall off the first lap.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be the first time a guy had that happen.
I can promise you one thing: a championship team going to the last race is going to make sure everything is checked and tight.
Yeah.
Their scare came yesterday when Jeff Gordon's motor blew up because their motors come out of the same stable. That's where the problem comes in. That's where their scare came in. Listen, they got past
things out of their control.
They got past that yesterday.
Yep.
But I'm telling you right now, if it's in their control, you could be one thing. That motor that's in that car this week will be gone through, and I guarantee you that they're looking, even if it only makes it halfway, I still think if he makes it halfway, he still finishes better in 36th place.
That depends on how many crashed out ahead of him.
I don't think anybody.
Too many scenarios in here. That's why, and when everybody's going to be going, you know, they're not going to let off the gas at all. None of them letting off.
If this was a local short track deal, I'd say that's different. But this ain't. This is Nextel Cup. This is a big deal here. They're not going to. I guarantee you what he's thinking right now. He's sleeping like a baby every night. He ain't even thinking about Sunday.
Don't say that. Because he kept Chad Knaus up all night Saturday night asking him questions. Till 8 o'clock in the morning, Chad said, "Look, Jimmy, you need to stop calling me. I got to go to work." So, I mean, he is, and it may not be that he's losing sleep, but he's just looking at different things to try to help Chad and the team.
Homie, he's going for three in a row.
Sure, he
dude.
Is. Sure, he yeah. is.
This
it is
huge.
Bigger than ever. Bigger than
this
ever.
This is straight in the Hall of Fame here.
Just telling you, he's aware of that. He knows what's going on.
Was no slouch as a driver at all.
Kell Yarborough?
That's right.
He won the best there ever was.
Sure, one of the best. I remember watching that boy race. I get these on NASCAR Classics.
Oh, yeah.
I love watching the old races. And my granddaughter says, "Why can't they race today like they did then?"
Yep, was a better time for
sure. She's got a point. And here she is. She's one of the young ones at NASCAR trying to get in and keep in. She's getting frustrated. But anyway, I don't know. This weekend will be interesting.
It's going to be a good one. Gene, as always, very important to Trackside tonight. We can't thank you enough for your call.
Oh, you're welcome, darling, and we'll talk to you next week.
Our pleasure. Bye-bye.
And thank you for taking my calls all
no
year.
No problem.
Next week,
been a
we're
pleasure.
Not going to take the call. We're just telling you.
We'll listen to MG. See you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. No, always enjoy talking to Gene. Gives me a lot of good insight on the Cup Series because, as you know, I don't follow it as closely as Randy
does. I don't really follow it, man, because NFL football's on, and I watch that, but... Yesterday I had Kurt Busch in the race pool, and I knew he had a good car, so that's why I was
trying
to
be pretty excited about that.
I was pretty excited in a second. I'm pretty happy with that deal. So
because when you pulled Kurt Busch, I'm sure you were thinking, oh, man.
Now, the deal I'm in, you don't pull. It goes by points. And you know,
okay, what I'm saying, when you determined that
like
you had
this week I finished second. You know who I got next week? Whoever's 42nd in
points. Yeah. What I'm saying, when you determine, hey, I got Kurt Busch, you're thinking, oh, man.
No, but I know he's good there.
Okay, all right.
So I just need to run in the top five, and you're looking at the big picture here.
But Kurt Busch running the top five 2008 has been tough to do.
I know, but he always runs pretty good.
He made you proud.
Yeah, he made me real proud.
He really did. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to step away for a quick moment. Before we do that, Mark, we got about a minute before we take a break. We're going to get Tanya Moschel with Volusia Speedway Park on the line. Give us the update on the 2009 Alltel Dirt Car Nationals brought to you by the University of Northwestern Ohio. But Billy and I stopped on the way to the program tonight and saw Mike Corcoran in Halifax. Mike, of course, the driver involved in that crash in the four-cylinder division a couple of months ago.
September 6th.
Yep, drove the 92 car. And I'll tell you what, we've seen him a couple of times now, and it looked pretty bleak. It did not look good for Mike. We just went and we just left Mike, and it is an absolute miracle, ladies and gentlemen. Mike is up. He's eating. He's talking. He's actually, all the motor skills seem to be intact. He's doing things for himself. It was just absolutely incredible. We had a good visit with Mike tonight.
100% turnaround from the last time we saw Mike Corcoran and to be honest with you, just have no words to explain it. I'm just happy that he is doing how he's doing, and he's getting better. And you know, it's been a tough time for us all, but Mike looked unbelievable tonight.
He really did. Yeah, we were speechless. Had the poker run for him yesterday. Some 200 bikes showed up. We had six different stops. I'm sure that they raised just a ton of money for Mike's cause, of course, to help him maintain his home, his business, which continues to struggle, obviously, here in Holly Hill. But I'll tell you, man, I'm just so happy. And things are looking real good. So, Mike, the prayers continue. And once again, man, Mike, he actually told us, he said, I think I might be getting out in a week. Yeah, that's probably wishful thinking. We certainly hope that's the case. But
it ain't far along.
No, it's not. I'll tell you that. And if he's there, you know, next Monday, we're going to stop again. But with that, we're going to step back for just a quick pit stop, folks. We'll be right back with more Trackside tonight.
Caring Through Sharing, a Daytona charity, provides free food assistance to working families within our very own community. Black Crow Media, Vanacore Media, Vanacore Homes, and Caring Through Sharing are dedicated to helping our local families. You too can help with a donation, and in return, you will be registered for a chance to win a brand new $300,000 home in Ormond Beach, and will receive a free ticket to the drawing, where Chipper Jones of the Atlanta Braves will be drawing the winning ticket.
Please visit caringthroughsharing.org today and help support this worthy cause by registering for a chance at winning a new beautiful home. Ticket sales are limited, so act now.
That's caringthroughsharing.org, or call 676-9406 and register for a chance to win a beautiful new home in Ormond Beach. Please help us with making a difference in the lives of our struggling area families.
That's caringthroughsharing.org, or call 386-676-9406. That's 676-9406.
Beautiful possibilities are waiting in a uniquely blended practice of tailored comprehensive skin care, state-of-the-art laser therapy, plastic and reconstructive specialties. Whatever your area of need and care, know the difference. You are welcomed and invited to explore your options at the office of Dr. Sergio Zamora. Discover a world that suits just what you've been looking for. Be it a relaxing facial, microdermabrasion, or peel, to a custom-designed skincare program tailored just for your needs. The latest in laser therapy, scar revisions, reconstructive procedures, hair removal, and expertise in aesthetic plastic surgery. Dr. Sergio Zamora and his staff invite you to discover the beautiful possibilities just waiting. Call today to schedule your consultation, 274-5557. Visit them at their new location at Twin Lakes Medical Center, 1890 LPGA Boulevard, Suite 150, Daytona Beach. Dr. Sergio Zamora, board certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery, a member of the American College of Surgeons and the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery. Learn more at drszamora.com. Beautiful possibilities are waiting in a uniquely blended practice of tailored comprehensive skin care, state-of-the-art laser therapy, plastic and reconstructive specialties. Whatever your area of need and care, know the difference. You are welcomed and invited to explore your options at the office of Dr. Sergio Zamora. Discover a world that suits just what you've been looking for. Be it a relaxing facial, microdermabrasion, or peel, to a custom-designed skincare program tailored just for your needs. The latest in laser therapy, spa revisions, reconstructive procedures, hair removal, and expertise in aesthetic plastic surgery. Dr. Sergio Zamora and his staff invite you to discover the beautiful possibilities just waiting. Call today to schedule your consultation, 274-5557. Visit them at their new location at Twin Lakes Medical Center, 1890 LPGA Boulevard, Suite 150, Daytona Beach. Dr. Sergio Zamora, board certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery, a member of the American College of Surgeons and the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery. Learn more at drszamora.com.
Call Trackside tonight at 239-0033, star 1150, or toll free at 1-800-927-0033. And now back to Trackside tonight with Randy, Joe, and Billy.
Once again, welcome back to Trackside tonight, right here on Racing 1150 WNDB, your MRN affiliate here in Daytona Beach, Florida. With us on the line, as promised, the GM from Volusia Speedway Park, it's TM, Tanya Michelle. Tanya, how are you, young lady?
I am wonderful, Joe. How are you?
We are good. We're trying to muddle through without the patriarch of our program, Randy, tonight. He's at Magic Game. That's right.
Oh, darn. But, Billy and Joe, you guys have done this so many times, you can do it in your sleep.
You know, our true love and our hearts are actually on the Wednesday night program, so we're just doing what we can to get through tonight. But we do love it here at Racing 1150. It is a wonderful opportunity for the both of us and the resource to bring
we
racing
like
information.
Buffalo shrimp when it's over.
Right.
Buffalo shrimp.
Brings us over to Daytona to go out and eat. Tanya, For all intents and purposes, the 2008 Volusia Speedway Park Racing Program, the actual points championship has been decided. We look forward to certainly our banquet on December 6th. However, still a lot of things happening at the Speedway. Got us some special events, but most importantly, track promoters from all over the state have had several meetings, you certainly being involved in all of them. Some big news actually coming out tonight. You guys are just really brainstorming as an alliance of tracks.
Well, we're doing what they say cannot be done, and Todd Hutto from East Bay Raceway over by Tampa is he's probably been involved in a lot of track operator meetings, and this has been attempted and tried, and the track operators will meet, and they walk away and accomplish virtually nothing. And we have been working together. It's been Volusia Speedway, North Florida Speedway up at Lake City, Ocala Speedway, and East Bay Raceway Park, and we've been meeting together for a couple of months now, and putting our heads together, mostly trying to coordinate our schedules and our rules a little bit, trying to make it easier for racers to take advantage of all of our racetracks at any given point in time and make our schedules work together so that racers and fans can, you know, take advantage of all the wonderful events that we have going on at all four of the tracks. But we actually have put together a series that will be debuted at Volusia Speedway on December 13th, and we're very, very excited about it. The limited sprint cars have been a little bit disjointed through 2008, and Mike at Ocala and Volusia Speedway later in the summer this year did a two-day event where it was essentially initial for all of these sprint cars.
Right.
And we had tremendous success with it. Mike had 38, I had 37, and we were really, really excited about how that worked, even with limited organization.
Yeah, that was a great weekend right there. It was absolutely incredible. And that's one thing that you guys can, you know, kind of pat yourself on the back to come together as an alliance of racetracks, certainly if nobody else, Volusia and Ocala. This is something, Tanya, that I think racetracks and certainly fans and even drivers have wanted to happen for so many years. You hear them talking about it, but it truly never came to fruition. The tracks would say, oh, yeah, you can do this here and that there. You know, we're going to honor this and honor that, but it never really happened. The fact that you guys have all sat down, you've actually coordinated this series, I think it's just leaps and bounds for local racing here in Florida.
Well, we're really excited about it. It's the Top Gun Sprint Car Series. The 2009 schedule consists of 8 races, 2 per track. There is a point fund for the top 10 drivers at the end of the season. And Don Reams, who is well known for his experience with the sprint car promotions, is going to help us organize this and make it work better, hopefully to the point where by 2010 there's a little more cohesive set of rules and things like that, and where we can grow this series a little bit and take it out beyond the 4 tracks.
That's wonderful. Now, East Bay Raceway Park traditionally runs a local sprint car division weekly, if not weekly. Is that correct?
That's correct, and they will continue to do so, and these special series races will augment their program. And then it just allows the other tracks, North Florida Speedway has also been periodically running sprint car races as well.
Right.
Ocala and Volusia tend to run them more as special events, and that's what our Top Gun sprint car races will be at Volusia and Ocala.
You guys have a set purse for this deal?
$700 to win. And, yes, the purse is set, and there's already plans in place and brainstorming on additional contingencies and things like that to just help improve that for the racers as we develop it. So,
Tanya, what was the when we had the sprint cars here at Volusia Speedway Park? Was the payoff more than $700 to win?
For those events that Mike and I put together, we actually paid $1,000 to win.
Well, okay, that's
events.
Right. That's right. Okay.
Yep.
Very well. All right. Well, I mean, to have the opportunity to run at so many different racetracks, one thing: how many actual races will the TGSCS run?
It will be 8 for the 2009 season, and like I said, they will actually debut December 13th, 2008 at Volusia.
Oh, good deal. Yes. Good deal. Very
so
well.
We get to be the debut track for them. We're very excited about that, bringing them out as part of our convention holiday classic. And it'll be a great opportunity for the sprint car racers as well as for Volusia and all the tracks involved. And we actually have come up with a website for our little four-track coalition here. It's dirt4dirt.com.
Okay.
Dirt4dirt.com, where you'll be able to check on things about the Top Gun Sprint Car Series and other creative things that we come up with as a group of tracks.
Very good. That is wonderful. Now, in the past, there were predominantly two touring series involving the sprint cars here in Florida. That, of course, was the Florida Sprint Car Series, and the other one that it used to be the Goodyear Eagle, anything. I think they've been disbanded a couple of years. But, you know, any feedback from the drivers and how they feel about this?
We've not had a lot yet. We just unfolded this tonight. We've really been kind of keeping it under wraps.
Right. That's true.
Okay. But we know in some conversations with some of the racers, this is exactly what they've been looking for.
That's
was
right.
Just someone to wrap their arms around this particular
sure.
group of sprint cars and provide them some homes.
That's
and
exactly
provide
right.
them races, provide them a good schedule, a good solid points fund, and all the things that they're looking for, and the key to it all is just going to be organization, and Don Reams is going to be awesome for that.
It is great. That is just wonderful, and you heard it here, folks, on Trackside tonight on Racing 1150. November 22nd, Gone Hunting Night, December Convention Holiday Classic. I want to move past all that, however excited I am about those events, Tanya. 2009 Altel Dirt Car Nationals presented by the University of Northwestern Ohio. Unbelievable. Talk about it.
Oh, we are so jazzed. It's, again, our 12th big nights of racing that coincide with Speed Weeks, and as big or better than ever before. We'll have the first six nights will be the big cars, the big 410 sprint cars with the UMP modifieds filling in the bill, and then the next six nights will be the late models. We'll have the UMP late models and the World of Outlaws late models, and end up the last four nights with late models and the big block modifieds from the Northeast.
It's going to be an amazing event right there.
It is outstanding, and we're less than 90 days away, folks.
I know.
Tickets are on sale online. You can purchase your tickets online, and I did some checking today, and folks, get busy because some of those really good seats are going away quickly. So.
That's right. These are reserved seats, folks. The top five rows in the aluminum grandstands are, is it five or six rows?
Top six rows,
top
actually.
Six, very well, are all reserved seats, so you are going to be guaranteed a good seat. And I'll tell you, each and every year, it is standing room only out there at Volusia Speedway Park. It is the event of the 2009 season. Everybody kicks it off down here in the winter at Volusia.
Absolutely.
It's going to be amazing.
Now, Florida in February.
We'll back up a little bit. November 22nd, our Gone Hunting Night. We'll run five, six divisions.
We have five divisions that night. We will have late models, the modified sportsman, street stock, and the four-cylinder pure stock.
And those drivers in the late model and modified qualify for?
Actually, the late models, modified
late models.
Sportsman, and street stock, the winners of those events are guaranteed starting spots in the Convention Holiday Classic races in December.
Good deal.
And the December event, it coincides with the PRI show in Orlando, the Performance Racing Industry Show, and we're really excited about that. We will have manufacturers and different people here, and they get to come out and see our racing, the true grassroots
sure.
racing, and they're going to see the very best that can be offered in that arena. So Thursday the 11th, we will have specials for our sportsmen and street stocks, and it will be an open practice for the late models and the modifieds. Then we come back on Friday night with a big 3,000 to win late model show, a 1,200 to win modified show. And then on Saturday the 13th, we will have the Top Gun Sprint Car Series and the Florida Mini Sprints.
Very nice. Keeping us all busy, you are.
I try to do that,
That's what you're doing.
One of these days, actually, I'm going to take some days off this week, finally.
We cannot make any plans in the off season. We've learned that with Tanya.
Michelle.
I'm serious.
Well,
don't do it.
It's really interesting because our season has notoriously ended at the end of September.
And that was it.
And
it was snuffed
it.
Out. You're right.
But you do not know how many calls we are getting every week. Are you racing this weekend? Are you racing this weekend? Are you racing this weekend? And if it I mean, if it was feasible, I guess we could potentially race almost year-round. But they need to give us just a little breathing room so we can get the next season going.
Yeah, don't do what Mike does at Ocala. I mean, love Mike, all due respect to that racetrack. But, man, he's taking them in through the end of this month and each and every week. And I think he may even reevaluate that perhaps next season. But, man, it's just brutal.
I would just like to give the racers a little bit of a break. And this is a rebuilding time, not only for the track operators and the tracks when we're freshening things up and getting our schedules and rules and everything revised and making our plans for the coming year. But it's also a time when racers are refreshing their cars, rebuilding, doing the things that they need to do to get ready for the next season. So we'll try to keep our schedule a little lighter, throw some special events out there so the race fans just, you know, get their little fix every so often and keep it going on. And we know how much they love Volusia. We know how much they love the racing here. And we'll try to keep, you know, a little bit going on here, but at the same time, we have to allow time for everyone to kind of regroup and rebuild. And
sure. Tanya, we spent some time yesterday on the poker run for Mike Corcoran, and I just want to share this with you. Billy and I, as you know, we stopped on the way to the program tonight. Unbelievable progress. You got to get up there and see him. I know that's something that you regularly do, but
yes.
I don't know when the last time he was there. He was sitting up tonight, wearing his hat, eating dinner, solid food, poured water. Billy said, let me help you with that. No, he said no. He poured his own water out of the pitcher. He's talking to us, knows who we were, talking, carry on a regular conversation. Mike Corcoran seems to be recovering miraculously.
That is awesome. And, you know, that is only thanks to all the thoughts and prayers of everyone from our racing
Indeed.
Community and beyond that have put so much positive energy toward Mike's recovery.
Yep, it is just absolutely incredible. I told him about the website and how I shared a little something about the poker run yesterday. He said, just keep doing that. Keep writing on the website for me. We talked about motorcycles. We talked about different people. Talked about the racetrack. You have to really listen because obviously he doesn't have much of a voice with the, you know.
He has
the,
so many things that happen
exactly,
with his throat.
Exactly. So you have to kind of really lend an ear and you got to really listen to what he's saying. But he's carrying on a conversation just like you and I are. It is amazing.
I am so excited about that. That's the best we could ever hope for. That it's been a. It's been a tough road for Mike and his friends and family, and it is so good to see such a positive outcome.
Yep, it really is. Tanya, it is always a pleasure to talk to you, and I look forward to seeing you.
Well, I have to give you some big kudos, Joe. I don't know if you have been on any of the forums this afternoon.
I don't really engage in that too often.
But you stole the show at East Bay Saturday night.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Of course, the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series was there with Ken Kenny and the late models. Just a wonderful event. My first time ever at that racetrack. So many people were surprised. Living in Florida all of these years, I've only driven through there in the daylight, never seen an actual race. So it was exciting for me to be there. It was a wonderful event.
Well, they certainly talked you up and enjoyed you immensely.
Wonderful.
So once again, just more affirmation to me that Volusia Speedway has the very best announcer.
Thank you, Tom.
Probably anywhere.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Now, during the Dirt Car Nationals, when there's like 18 of us up there, don't forget.
Oh, I will never forget you. You
All right.
know that.
Tanya, Michelle, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with us on Trackside tonight.
Thanks, Joe and Billy. You guys have a great night.
See you later.
Bye.
All right. Tanya, and just working so hard out at that racetrack and just doing an amazing job. Pleasure to work with her. And on line 7 checking in, and he's so patient, holding on the line with us tonight, our good friend Jimmy Jeep. Mr. Knapp, how are you?
Hey.
Jimmy,
Southbound and down.
Are you really? Sounds like it. Give me a little.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm coming through Chattanooga. Heading up the hill.
Are you really?
Yeah. We've got the Zephyr Hills, the 24th annual Classic over there on Thursday through Sunday at the Festival Park. We have DARA cars running. We probably have 70, 80 cars. And just want to remind you, we're going to be over there.
All right. Yeah, man. Good deal. Good
and,
deal.
And the FTRI show, we're going to have 10 of our cars down there on display.
Listen, we just talked to Tanya, and you were on the line listening.
Oh, I've been listening.
What do you think about this, the Top Gun Sprint Car Series?
Give her a big kiss for me.
I will. I knew you would be excited about this, and is something that...
I mean, it's, gas coming down to is average about $1.90, $1.99.
Yep.
So if they could get the word out to people up in Ohio, Indiana, get those 360 cars down, That'd be one heck of a show.
Yep. Now, Jimmy, you have personal relationships with so many of these drivers that race limited sprint cars here in Florida. Otto Scrape, certainly one of them. Talk about Otto. Now, I know you can't read his mind, but is this something that you feel he might be excited about, or perhaps, you know, having his own, limited sprint car series that he pretty much runs? How do you think Otto's going to take this, the news just coming out tonight?
Well, I think it's the same problem. They really suffered this year. They lost so many races, tracks, closing. And this way he can get his cars out there. It's the best thing, for the limited sprints.
But they would usually race for 1,000 to win. Now with 8 races, they'll race for 700. Now, is that the trade-off to say, well, look, you're guaranteed these 8 races?
Yeah, well, it costs $500 just to come in and run the car.
Exactly.
If they get a series going, and, like this, it's a good deal. Just to get them built back up.
How many races was Otto doing, say, last year?
I don't think he actually did about 7.
All right, it was 10. Billy's saying it was 10. Okay.
Well, maybe, but, they had, some tracks up there in Georgia that closed. And so they lost out.
Yeah, and believe me, they don't want to go to Georgia. But I just think, you got this alliance of tracks coming together to start this series. Hey, great intention, but yeah. $700? Come on.
It's a good thing, and then having that anything included with PRI weekend.
Yeah.
That'll help out a lot of them.
And, yeah, I think it will. I think that inaugural event of Volusia is going to be exciting. There's no doubt about it. And look, the main thing, Jimmy, is the tracks have come together, and they are trying something, and that's what matters right there.
Well, it's been the main thing for years that nobody wanted to do anything together.
Right.
And of course, now with Ocala being back dirt, dirt seems to be the way to go right now.
Always has been.
I'm going to lose you on the signal.
No problem, Jimmy.
So I just want to holler at you.
All right, buddy.
Joe, if you're down in Orlando Wednesday morning, maybe we can get together for breakfast.
I can make that happen, dude. Let's do it. I'll call you.
All right.
Thank you, Jimmy. All right, buddy.
Hey, have a good one.
See you. Bye-bye. Jimmy Jeep. Is he coming from Indiana to Zephyr Hills?
Yeah, I think he's coming.
Coming through Kentucky
probably.
Their
deal for this weekend.
Right,
it's a huge thing.
Antique vintage races.
It'd be pretty neat.
It really is going to be neat. So what's the score, Bill? 7-0, Arizona?
7-3.
Okay.
San Francisco is winning.
Oh, okay.
They took the opening kickoff all the way back.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Very well. Probably one of the least popular Monday night games, this one.
I like to watch Arizona. Kurt Warner slinging the ball around.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
So. Yep. I think we're going to go to line 7. He's been gone all season. He's finally back. I think this is Bill. Bill, what's up?
Oh, not much, Joe.
Hey, buddy.
I've been back a couple of weeks.
Wow, what a life. I just hope when I retire I can do what you do.
Well, unfortunately, you guys shut down when I come down, so we've had to do some traveling to get some racing in.
Hey, and you know what? You talk about that and the fact that Tanya's kind of adding a few events. Well, just make sure you realize, and everybody needs to know, we've always raced in October. We've had a couple of sprint car shows, the Fall Brawl. We used to have an Enduro in November that paid $10,000. So we've always sprinkled a few events in here, but she's kind of enhancing things with this 3-night December deal. We're pretty excited about that.
That's greatly appreciated.
Yeah, I know. For people like you and Bob that come down here and you're true, you're what I call purists. I mean, you guys are really, true dirt race fans that have forgotten more about dirt track racing than I'll ever know. But I think it's pretty cool, man. It really is. Hey, you were at Ocala Friday night, I heard.
Yeah, and I don't know if Bob made it over to East Bay.
He did. I saw him. Absolutely.
I made it. I went to New Smyrna instead.
Yeah, and that was that a good choice, you think, Bill?
Well, mileage-wise, it was,
All right, of course.
A couple hundred miles, but it was interesting because they kind of raced without lights in the third turn.
What happened?
Well, they were out the week before, and they didn't get them fixed.
Oh, wow.
So it was kind of dark, but the drivers agreed to go for it, so they got the racing in. But
and, with that new asphalt, it had to be even, even more dark because, that black, you really need bright lights to light that up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was scary, but racers are racers. You know how they
That's
are.
Right.
I'm here. I'm not going home.
That's exactly right. Bill, tell us about, you know, the northern states and what has transpired perhaps a little bit different with the Advance Auto Parts Super Dirt Series.
Well, I can't tell you a whole lot about that, Joe. You know, where I stand with them guys.
Yeah, I know. But still, I know you follow it, and you're kind of exposed to it up there.
Tell us about your experience at Ocala this week.
And, I'm not sure who won the small block. But, in fact, it might have been Hearn. I'm not sure.
I think it was. And we think about Hearn.
I basically haven't gone to any of the series races this year. I've been chasing other series and doing the bad stuff, going to McAdam even, and so on. I got out to Lancaster, and I finally got up to that Thunder Road up in Barrie, and that place is unreal.
Oh, good deal, good deal. Hey, listen, you had a good experience Friday night at Ocala. Talk about it.
Oh, that was I get amazed over there because the surface just looks like, I don't know what it looks like, but it holds up, and it doesn't get dusty, and the racing is good, and whatever they put together to make that blend, it works out good. I know that. And the racing basically has been good over there.
Yeah, it really has. He's had a great season.
Yep.
I'm glad to see him
back dirt.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, that's the best thing he could have done.
Now, the rest of the week, I was spending over at the big track following the sports cars over there. They were there.
I saw the vintage cars have been over there, the SCCA stuff.
No, the old-timers. Like, yesterday they had the 60-something XKEs and the old Can-Am race cars.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And they had them on the road course, and some of the vintage cup cars.
What you going to do this week?
Ocala and
Brunswick.
Yeah. No, I don't know about Brunswick. I'm not sure. It sounds like probably Thursday I might take a ride over to Zephyr Hill.
Okay.
That's always a cool show over there. I've been over there.
Yeah.
And getting back to Ocala, man, that was cool. I talked to Buzzy in the pits after. He's like a little kid. Can't believe how happy and happy he is.
Hey, he drove like a little kid. Wrecked him Friday night and Saturday night at East Bay.
Yeah, but he's having a ball. I mean, he's wanting to pitch his smile from ear to ear, you know. So
yeah, he is having a good time. He's pretty damn healthy, too.
ASCS Sprint cars this week at Ocala.
Yeah.
Friday night Ocala or Saturday night East Bay.
Hey, true 360s right here. These are alcohol burners.
Yeah.
And that's ASCS series, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and hopefully I've seen them with Gary Wright and them so on. He drops in Florida now and then, but he, you know, Kenny Adams is probably the hot shoe down here, right?
Well, last time they were at Ocala Speedway, kid Matt Tiffany from
DeLand
right here had him covered and ran out of racetrack and had a right rear flat with about two to go.
Well, I like to see the new guys get the win, you know?
Yeah.
Bill, we have got about a minute and a half, man. Welcome back to Florida. Enjoy yourself. We'll see you.
I'll see you Friday.
Soon, absolutely.
Yeah, Friday, and we got our tickets for the Speed Week. So
hey, I heard you got good.
The abuse is coming.
I heard you got good tickets right up there by me, and that just means it's going to be a great 12 nights for you.
Yeah, we have a ball over there.
All right, Bill. Thank you.
Take it easy.
Catch you later.
See you Friday, buddy.
Like I said, I want to be able to do what he's doing. Him and Bob both. You know, Bob come rolling up in the big Crown Victoria to East Bay on Saturday night. Hey, Joe. I said, where's Bill? He goes, hey, he went to New Smyrna. But,
missed a hell of a race at East Bay.
Oh, no doubt about it. Hey, we haven't even had an opportunity to talk about that. But Wednesday night on DirtWorldRacing.com. That's DirtWorldRacing.com at 7:30. DirtWorldRacing.com. We've got Randall Chupp we'll talk to, winner of the 2008 Blue Gray 100. Of course,
Randy
that's up at
King Kong Cordy.
That's up at Cherokee Speedway, and Mike Duvall making the official announcement that he retired yesterday, so pretty emotional there. Randy King Concordy, the Highland, Illinois driver, picking up the win at East Bay. We'll have Doug Horton as well out of Brewston Mills, West Virginia. We'll talk to him, driving one of the Nosbitch cars. They developed a good relationship there. But 2008 champion of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series is indeed the locomotive, Johnny Collins. We congratulate him and his entire team out of Jacksonville, Florida. Tonight, though, we want to thank Gene for being a part of Trackside tonight. Certainly thank Jimmy Jeep, New York Bill, calling in tonight to be a part of the program, as well as Tanya Moshe.
As well as Bill.
Yeah, that's right. I said New York Bill, didn't I?
Did you? I didn't hear you.
Yep. New York Bill calling us. And Billy the Kid, always a pleasure. We are going to watch a little bit of football. Mark Massey, it is a pleasure pressing all the buttons. For everybody here at Racing 1150 WNDB, I'm Joe Lineberrier.
Good night, everybody.